a prospective client comes in, they have serious injuries. What do you tell them about how all of their problems get paid for?
The first thing I do is I want to sit down with these individuals and get as much information as I can. I want to know where the accident occurred. In fact, on the phone, I'm going to tell them, do you have a copy of the accident report? Did you call your insurance company? That's one of the first things somebody wants to do is notify your insurance company with respect to the accident, because that's where the coverage is going to come from. To most importantly, number one, if you are injured and you have medical bills, that's where that coverage is going to come from. So I meet with them and we go through this process and we get as much information as we can. I want the accident report. I want them to bring the insurance policy if they are able. If not, though, I want to meet with them as quickly as possible so I can explain to them everything that's involved.
I would think they assume that all their medical bills will be paid.
A lot of times people do. That's certainly the biggest concern that they have. And here's the issue. Sometimes people do not come to me until it's been a week or so. They've been to the hospital, let's say, for instance, and for whatever reason, they gave them their private health insurance rather than their car insurance. The big difference when you're in a car accident is the issue of no-fault insurance. What no-fault is when you are in a car in New York State, everyone has insurance, obviously, car insurance. That no-fault is a part of that policy. It's your own personal health insurance for any treatment and or injuries that you sustain in a car accident. And that's going to be the primary coverage. And you want to make sure that if they're getting treatment, that their providers, most of them are sophisticated enough to ask if it was a car accident, they know. But I want them to make sure that they put it under no fault, because that's going to be the coverage that is primary.
But it's an auto accident. There's an ambulance involved. Rural Metro has dragged them off to ECMC. And somebody says, are you covered? And if they're awake or someone with them will pull out their Blue Cross card. I mean, they may not be really aware enough at that point that that's not the right thing to do.
They don't have to, because the providers, when you're dealing with hospitals, when you're dealing with the ambulance, et cetera, they understand. They're going to take a history. How did the accident? It was a car accident. They're going to know it's no fault. And they're going to have a – they may – obviously, if the person's very seriously injured, they're not going to get that information right then and there. But they will treat them. They will put down it's a no-fault claim. They will make sure that they have documentation so that they know to get that information. In fact, that's the first thing I'm going to tell people is if they – you call your insurance company, tell them you were hurt in the accident, and get a – claim number. And you use that claim number every time you go to the doctor, the hospital. But trust me, the hospitals are well aware of that, and they will get that information. They will take second. They're always going to typically last for the secondary insurance as well, just in case.
Does the coverage under no fault pay all the bills?
It depends upon the extent of the injury. In New York State, the insurance is regulated by the New York State Insurance Department. So simply, that means everyone in New York State who has car insurance, it is all drafted in the same form. With respect to no-fault coverage, as a part of their car insurance, it's required in New York, and it's that there's a minimum of $50,000 worth of the no-fault insurance. Individuals can purchase more. You can purchase up to a total of $125,000. That's something, like most people, we don't want to pay for insurance. But people should understand and talk to their insurance representatives or whomever about how much coverage they should have. So in terms of medical, minimum, everybody's going to have $50,000.
You can use $50,000 pretty fast. Does that roll over into your regular health insurance then?
It's $50,000 per person in the vehicle, okay? So it's $50,000 per person. But to answer your question, if that is eaten up and there is no additional what we call personal injury protection, it's called APIP, if there's no additional coverage, then you're going to be looking to your other forms of health insurance, be they private health insurance, Medicaid, Medicare.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Attorney Leonard Zaccanino has been here, and we've been talking about getting those auto accident bills paid. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.